Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. Sam Cooke with the good word, change. And we have a few changes to be concerned about and wishes for some good changes to happen. So issues of change that occur in our civilized existence. Very important to pay attention to, because it concerns the life we live every day that is handled by some kind of a human hands, and therefore our obligation is to speak out the things that have gone wrong and correct them and supply the kind of attitude and way of thinking to maintain civilized life. We are desperately in need of that type of thinking. Without such type of thinking, without that kind of awareness, we will lose out on the kind of life we ought to enjoy here in the civilized world. We cannot enjoy a civilized world when we contribute to destroying our civilized world. We just cannot. And the things that people care less about are things that are yearning for people to take heed to what is important. Because the things that people are less concerned about is the truth. Things like Christmas, Jesus, and the God in the Bible, which that takes us deep into the world of Sodom. You know that? Yeah, that's where the Bible takes us. If we don't read proper history and know the straight and narrow way of sanctification, salvation, then we will take sodomy and all of the whole bunch of nonsense that they brought to usurp the civilized world. We will take that up and believe in that, like that's the way to believe and live. What about the way to have knowledge and identify the right way to live? How about that? So the thing is, when we don't pay good attention to what constitutes the truth of humanity, the truth of humanity did not begin 2,000 years ago. When we read about ancient civilization, we're not reading about the time that is called the last century of BC, where we read about Rome and Alexander the Great and Caesar Augustus. That's the Sodomite world. When you read those words or names of some character that are Indo-European, you've gone into the Sodomite world, where they come with all the fraudulent schemes and call it a new world order. People, the ethnic civilized hybrid people. The Sodomite, you Indo-European, don't care about civilized antiquity that is the antecedent. The civilized antiquity is the antecedent of we in posterity. We, the civilized people here today, we are coming directly from our antecedent civilization before us. And I am reading and I am noticing very well that ancient antiquity has nothing to do with white people. Absolutely nothing. Read and see. How do they get into where they are? Come, let me tell you, okay? Because if you don't know, what you are to look out for is white people get their fucking ass out of all African territory. That's the energy that is moving in on the planet. It's inconsequential whether or not anybody wants to like it. Is not what these sodomites like. Because what they like is to violate the civilized people. That's all they live off. It's written. And they teach black people not to observe those things. If you think these white people conquer by A.D. Anno Domini, I can tell you right now, they are uncivilized. They are criminals. They are murderers because they still, in their brain and their endocrine gland, are secreting sodomy, fucking ass. And that's what they are living by, and that's why they suppose to control the world by their sodom, I think. And it's, you read the civilization. Got one from the library here. Put on top of those I read before, because I'm reading diverse authors who write Mesopotamia. Sodomite job, their job, is to, you know, splinter up the African history. And I'm saying they are to be tossed into the bottom of the ocean by doing these kinds of stuff to underdevelop black people who are coming on seeing the churches around and stuff like that and don't know the truth at all because of these sodomites who decide that they are taking over the world and take it over using the language that we speak. Okay? And if we decide to let them do it, that's exactly what will happen. And then what will come as a result of that is that life in the flesh is not of any use at all to the powers of heaven and earth. Because all these white sodomites are good for is to write information that has nothing to do with civilization. Because what? They are using civilization to make their uncivilized new world order. And there is hardly any subject that they don't write on and drug the black people's character into what they're writing. I'm saying, look, get rid of yourself in the African territories. No joke about that, because now we know the truth. All white sodomites need to get back where you come from. You are ordered to get out because there will be no tears shed for you when the tornadoes and all these, you know, these, you know, clean you up energies come for you. Really. And now you pretend like, oh, there is nothing to nature besides just nature. You fucking fool. White people, criminals. All of what you've done to the African people. You're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it. Fucking ass white people. Come with your culture. Everywhere black people are. When is it going to come on? When the forces are going to come for you, you won't have a chance. Like, you know, down in the Gulf a few days ago, you see that wind that capsized the boat? Yes. Why these fucking ass white people who decide to mingle themselves with black people everywhere black people go and settle down? Why they didn't keep the wind from capsizing the boat? And you know, so many lives are lost. Why won't they stop these people from shooting and killing each other almost every day? They have their police out there, and you see what the police are doing? You see what the police are doing? Yeah. They're going to shoot
the black people, and then, oh, it's a mistake. It is a mistake. This guy is going to have his knee on George Floyd's neck and squeeze his neck to slowly cut off his oxygen. And then they have all these sodomite lawyers. All they want is money to get their client off. They don't care how many lies they tell and what happened to the civilized world. They don't say nothing about that because they're going to live until they're dead and gone and life goes on. Securing life right now must be done by people who are civilized and understand the administration of kingship is. Instead of talking about democracy, black people are very, very dumb. I don't call them uncivilized because I know what's wrong. White people came into America about 400 years ago, and I am reading what they say was their plan coming to the United States. Because how many other African territories have they invaded under what is called imperial colonialism? And when they decide to come to America, they already mapped out what was going to happen in America. They knew that. Now, what kind of government were they working under? Number one, when they invaded Europe, when they overthrew the king in Europe, what government were they under when they came and overthrew the king? What government were they under when they take the military and the dress code from the king in Rome and went out and began to use that military? And today, that is what they call U.S. military. You see, or Russian military, because they didn't have no military before 509 B.C. Was there any Russia before 509 B.C.? Did they have any army in Syria before 509 B.C.? Brimstone and fire for you all when the gods decide to just do away with you all. Because you cannot be controlled. People who is fucking others' ass, they don't want no woman. They don't want no woman. They want ass. And that's what they wrote in the Bible, Genesis 19. They are the ones who take over the world now and push black people out of the way and think, oh, they have all the weapons and stuff like that, all the wealth that they took from the Roman king. That's where they got door open to wealth. You tell me, did you know anything about democracy in the world before 509 BC? Just that alone. Because this Roman Republic that started on that date today, they're not around to own up because they changed their name. You see, they don't have to identify themselves who they are except to talk about noblemen. You want to tell me noblemen overthrow the king of Rome? Really? Noblemen overthrowing civilized kingship? No, that is as far from the truth. these fucking ass are so dumb idiots, evolutionary idiots. You see, only go about and fuck other and interbreed with other blood until they are now the living demons on the planet Earth. Okay? We will never know the truth until we begin to read seriously and know the history, because the confusion is so, is, you know, permeating. Affect African people who don't know where to begin to understanding civilization. You see, and once your perception, your judgment is altered, what are you going to do? You have to just talk what is in your mind. You know, what you know. And when you don't know, you can't speak for it. You have to speak for what you think you know. But the reading of the past record of human animation, you can't go wrong with that. You just cannot go wrong with that. And for us who are alive here today, look, it's useless to kneel down and pray and say you're praying to a God that is concerned about your prayer. That's not true. You don't have any importance that has been established, because there's nothing in the Christian Bible that is telling you the truth about yourself. These sodomites teach black people that. And they are very successful, because how did I come to grow up in a church? Because my parents were victimized, exposed to the church, this sodomite slavery church institution. They do it. And what they have into their Puritan Christian agenda, it's to kill black people and take what they have, you know. It's the best thing white people think that they have ever done, was turn on the black people, learn a lot of their civilized way of thinking, speaking, and animation. What they did. Because where were they before they met the African hybrid people? Where were they? 2 million years in the Caucasus Mountains. And if they had any potential to be civilized and to make a big civilization like the gods made up for us in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, India, and China, if they could have done that for themselves, we would be reading that in the world history textbook. Conversely, nothing is in the world history, in the world history textbook, that says white people are civilized. Nothing. White people are not civilized, or else it would be recorded in the world history textbook as their experience. That experience is on no page in the world history textbook. If you think you have it on there, you tell me. And tell me. Because what I have found is easy for black people to accept the church and what the church Bible says about Adam and Eve. If they don't get to read to know the difference between a Bible with the lies about Jesus Christ died on a cross for their sin because Adam and Eve sinned in a garden, if they don't find out that is not true, they cannot be helped. they cannot be helped. But just think, if what I'm saying is true, that Adam and Eve is not a story, that these sodomite people have a reason why they wrote a Bible and talk about black people and try to make it seem like they have been created along with us. That's not in any way true. And if it is true, you should be able to read it in the world. It's a textbook, not a Bible. Because we're talking about record of the past. God is not record of the past. These fucking ass old white people, they make that up. They make it up. And everything that you are doing today, you are doing it because they say they have a government. And it is assumed that they are running a government with immigration and all things set up for economic growth and everything like that. But it is only an assumed government. Yes, government. It's criminal to do something making that type of a problem in the civilized world that we are in today. They are criminals. What do you think they are doing by going to Italy, overthrow a kingship, servant, a king, and talk about noblemen overthrow the king, and those noblemen call themselves Roman Republic? Roman Republic. Who are the Roman Republic? Indo-Europeans. They are the same ones. Who is it that go into Palestine and destroy the African people there and take it over today and say they have Jesus nativity scene there? Who are the people? Are they the Indo-Europeans or who? They don't call themselves. They don't talk anything. Indo-European was worshiping the gods, the goddesses. No, but they said Roman Republic did it and worshiped many gods. Indo-European? Yes, all the wealth that they have stolen from the black people, they do it on the Roman Republic. Prove me a liar. All they know to do is kill the history. Who don't know any civility more than a fuck ass over 2 million years and now want to make every group African people materialize. They coming in for it. And they're going to say, it is their land that you're on. That's what these fucking batty people are, and now behaving like they are civilized people. Take over from kings and talk about now they rule by monarch and mixing up monarch with queen. And the history doesn't tell them anything about any queen or any monarch. But that's what these Indo-Europeans are doing. They call themselves Hittites. They call themselves Philistines. They call themselves a whole bunch of other kinds of name, like, you know, some not unless we face this without any equivocation. White people don't belong, you know, in the Western Hemisphere. Neither in the East, in the Middle East. The only place white people belong is the place where they learn to fuck their ass, fall in love with their body. They don't belong around black people. But you see, they are getting sheltered. Why you think they're here? They're here to stay. Everywhere they invade the African territories, they have no intention of going back where they come from. Why? And they're over there 2 million years, and they could go everywhere they want. Now come face to face with it. Put down the gun and all that kind of stuff. Because, you know what? There is nothing productive. Take up guns and all those kind of stuff and begin to fight each other over anything. Because you know what? It is easy to identify what white people own. They cannot come out here and steal, confiscate, and use their gun and kill on their weapons and kill black people for what they have. After they travel thousands of miles away to come and behave like what black people have is definitely there. And they must control black people with their laws. You mean to tell me? Really? There is no truth about that. And therefore, I talk about the change.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful, wonderful. Listen, when you have a bureaucracy running a country, when you have people like these white folks that come from Europe, and they decide that they're going to like learn the way civilized government run. They're going to learn about that. They're going to have all that education, and they get some learning. After 2 million years, they didn't know nothing until the gods set foot on this planet. And then later on, about 150,000 years later, they created the hybrid people, the ethnic people, only for these white people to come now from Europe, make up all this old bunch of, what you call it, mafia type of stuff that they learn now since they can read. They turn mafia. They turn every pestilence that is on the earth today and behaving like, you know, they have the right to rule the world. Tell me that to my face. Tell me that. Show me that in history. We're these fucking ass people for 2 million years. Don't know nothing. And now they have risen up to this point. How did they get there? Where is the history that tells us they did for 2 million years in Europe? And when did they come to learn anything to start speaking a language now that they can talk about they are Greek? Since when? When did they become Greek? Tell me that. When did white people become Greek? I want to know. I want you to tell me that. Because look, they're talking about they have right to rule the world. To the record. Go to the record book. Have you ever heard Jesse Jackson call for the world is the textbook? No. Always talking nonsense. What about Dr. Martin Luther King? Same thing. Whole bunch of nonsense that does not pertain. Not pertain. Principality. Principality is kingship on the civilized earth. White people know nothing about the beginning of civilization. They don't know anything about it. And look, I can say that as open, as wide as I can. And you know what? They can't punch me through there. They don't have one punch. Okay? No uppercuts. They don't have not a punch mover to talk about knockout punch. White people are as civilized, as civilized as you can pick them right now. And how civilized is that? Prove that white people history make them civilized. Show that. Where is the history for white people to prove that they were civilized before 509 BC? How they come by that civility? If they are in Europe 2 million years since they Homo erectus parents migrate out of Africa into Europe, show how these white people became civilized. You can see them now. You can tell they are nothing civilized. I mean, what do they do to be in America and all of these territories where black people could settle? Why did they settle there before 509 BC? No. No. The answer is darn no. And you can't prove that wrong. These people are going to get out because we don't want these ass fucking white people in our territory. No more of that now. The time has run. We don't want them here. And those black people who believe them and their church, follow them, go to Rome. Right? And go fuck their ass too. We don't want it in our African territory. Okay? And why I feel so much about it? You should know why. You see? Because I'm no longer under the delusion that they fucking ass
As you read in Genesis 19, remember what they wrote about themselves in Genesis 19? They don't want no woman. They make it very clear in the very Bible. If you want to believe that Bible, go ahead and believe it. But that's what these sodomites that are here, they're the ones that write that in the Bible. Okay? And when did they write that in the Bible? Maybe surprising if you know when they wrote that in the Bible. One thing is for sure, we know that the Bible is no more than 1,700 years old. Okay? And you think here these sodomites, white Indo-European, call themselves noblemen. Where were they 1,900 years ago? Where? Where were they 509 BC? If they think that they have anything going for them, they'll take their yachts and boats and go back to where they fuck I'm. Okay? I'm talking about them as a species and as a culture. Where they learn that? It's not in America. When it comes to America, who did they see here? Why did they want to come here? Why they want to go to Europe? Why they want to go to New Zealand and all these other places? What they want with Palestine, right? To rename everything we have and take everything we have, right? That's what rules the world is the civilized government that the Elohim established here. And you know what? Only we can continue to carry on the legacy given to the civilized people. White people don't have that civility. They are happy now because they have the opportunity to do what their fucking ignorant brain tell them. They're endocrine. Okay? And black people don't stand in their way because they are such criminal murderers. Black people don't know what to do with them. I'm doing it right now. I don't have a gun in my hand. They give people guns to go and shoot on the black people. They don't see me going out there and try to shoot anybody at all. Move over to shoot white people. I don't have anything. I have the truth, though, and what they have to do is stand up and face the truth. If we cannot get peace and quiet by speaking the truth, well, we have no hope. You see, because all of our ignorance and all of our wrongdoing, it ends just the time when we see we are out of the way and decide not just to live out of the way, no, we are purging out those ignorance and those false ideas that we have been taught about the world that we are in and what civilization is. Get a chance to mess up the minds of the African people about their creation. And give your Bible that has no creation in there. So, I am telling you, it's not about going out and pick it anywhere. It's not about going out and do anything to these folks. Your attitude must be elected. Elect your attitude. What your conscience inside of you tells you. You better be reading because you're not going to find a way. You need to read the history that has the light of life in there. You know what you read about Jesus? Jesus is the light of the world. Look, you know, that is a situation we have to get out of because these sodomites are tricky to invent all these old bunch of nonsense that eventually hang around with us long enough that we don't know whether we're going or coming. But there's always deliverance because the gods will forever appreciate the life that we have. But if we cannot keep up to the discipline of living as I did and identify the fact of our existence, because if that what is happening, we perish. The way we live is the way the world history book tells us, that coming from back in the Neolithic and the Bronze Age, this is where we look at the funnel going from, you know, 200,000 years ago till we come down to like 4,000 years BC. Imagine, when they talk about BC era, we hardly understand what it is or what it entails or the effect of the BC era. But we are here now doing everything under AD Anno Domini. Look, there's nothing civilized under AD Anno Domini but fucking batty white people and all the other evil that they are involved in, because they are not as civilized. They don't have civilized existence. And I read to you a little here of where the African ethnic people come from over 200,000 years ago. May go up to like 300,000, right? But generally, 200,000 does well for its identity. 200,000 years BC. Who have you heard talk about relevant time and life that goes back 200,000 years ago? The significant things that happened 200,000 years ago and coming forward to 400,000 years ago, the white people is not included in there. Okay? They are already in Europe 2 million years before civilization broke ground on Earth 200,000 years ago. 400,000 years ago, when the gods themselves came to Earth in South Africa. 150,000 years later was when they run out of help and needed intelligent help, like what are replacing the hybrid people with. The hybrid people are created to take place of the gods who fail to carry on working. They've been doing it a long time. They're tired of it. And they rebelled. They didn't want to do no more of it. That's what is in the history textbook. And they decided to invent, civilized human to take the place. And so there is the DNA fertilization in vitro, in glass tube, genetic manipulation. And that's how suddenly the anatomic Homo sapien came about. White people don't want to be seen with that because they want to run the world. You see, but here the truth is in the world history textbook. We are not going to continue that we've been believing in the diaspora and even in Africa where they spread this sodomite news about Jesus Christ. Has nothing to do with African people whatsoever. And that's what we ought to straighten up. Okay? And understand that these fucking batty people trying to bring themselves to be accepted by the African civilized world. That's what they're doing, using the Bible and Jesus Christ. Now, as soon as we tear this old bunch of uncertified Bible apart, and know what the civilized historic truth says. Certified history. Bible has nothing certified about Adam and Eve in the garden. Anytime a certified person can assure in the Bible, Adam and Eve was in the garden right on this venue. Anytime they can show you that, well, you have something to talk about. If you don't have that, and you have faith and belief will not take you to that place where Adam and Eve was created by God. So you keep on believing that in a delusion and keep on preaching it like it's true. Something is wrong with that. If you can't see it, you can't see it. The people who can see it will enjoy the benefits of that knowledge. It's for real. Not even the R in real is true in that one. There's no real there. These fucking batty white people. Right? And now they want to behave like they are not about sodomy. How can you miss that? They don't want to behave like they're sodomites. No, like they're not sodomites. But if they were 2015, it's not a long time ago. 2015? That is 2015. Like about 5 years ago or so? Is it well? I said 2015. Right? We 15. Yeah, it's about some 7 years or something like that. Somewhere like that. We don't sound good right now, but somewhere there, right? Obama was in power. Obama into Libya and killed Gaddafi. Prior to that, this other mad one, George Bush, that knocked down the tower in New York and killed about 4,000 people. I mean, similar to his father that killed, this dude down in Panama. Yeah. Remember that dude in Panama, that Bush go down there? And dig him out and bring him to what they call so-called justice and give him time in jail. You know, if they had seen me, well, I didn't know that time. AB and Adamani, that's what these fucking batty sodomites are using to rule black people. Noriega didn't know that. You see, Noriega didn't know what AB and Adamani is. So these fucking batty white people is able to come out here and run roughshod over all kingship protected people. That is what is in history. That is what is in history. Not Adam and Eve in a garden. Fucking batty white people rule black people outside of kingship. That's the history. So I'm telling you, the history makes it very clear. Coming out of this contextual narrative, white people is not civilized, excluded in every piece of certified history I read. White people have no power to rule nowhere, and no history. That's just criminal stuff. The first act they used in Rome to get their hands on a piece of hardware to fight politically and seize stuff. Yes, they take on the name Romans because that name, that title, has clout with an army. I don't know of any army that Indo-European are noblemen, any noblemen that you're talking about, I don't know any noblemen around, and you can't just go around calling yourself noblemen. So these fucking blackies take away what black people have. You do it for a while. Let's see how long you're going to do it. See how long you're going to do it. Because somebody's going to have the bravery. So some important thing I want to ask you. What is the basis for AB Anadaman? May a reporter ask that question, okay, to the spokesperson when they are having their daily briefing? I hope a reporter will have the guts to ask about AB Anadamani. What is it based on as a calendar? Okay? And why it replaces the first zodiacal calendar? Come on. Come on now. Let's get down to it. These sodomites, they know to fuck and hide like, you know, fuck body, and then behave like they are the greatest scientists on earth, gone up on Mars and all this kind of stuff. They're doing it because they're sodomites. Speaking people on the earth, in the universe. Nothing to go like that. That in and of itself is what they use to dumb down the civilized people. Because they have a little knowledge of something. But they're not manifesting the fact. Otherwise, why they write something about Adam and Eve? And it has nothing to do with their... Look, read the World History textbook. And it doesn't tell you nothing about Adam and Eve. They shunt the detail in the World History textbook. The World History textbook is telling you important thing, but the way they edit the World History textbook, you can see that it has a bias to civilization. You see what I mean? However, you shouldn't go astray reading the World History textbook, because it is easy to see where these sodomites try to offset the focus of civilization in this book. But they cannot avoid it. So a good reader will help themselves well and not go to the wrong side of what these sodomites fucking ask, what they are trying to do with human and the planet. Right? They want to be up front. Fall on them until we are able to show them, look, this Roman Republic stuff, you need to take it and carry it with you over to Europe. Okay? Not in the Western Hemisphere. Clearly. Now, why am I talking about this all this long time on Black Talk Radio, that is a European station? Why is it they cannot, like, write me or come on this program and argue? They can get people to come in here and argue. Probably have tried, but failed. I read about history is what I talk about. I don't talk about anything else. And if you talk anything else, it's not relevant. And therefore, civilization is not going anywhere, right? But civilization, you somebody who has the ability to understand it and articulate it. Other than that, you're gone with the sodomites about Jesus Christ shed his blood on Calvary's cross. And when you get to find out that, what are you going to do? I tell you what, you will be the happiest person when you find out sodomites are on your back. You're sucking every juice that they can suck out of you. It's not a joke. It is not a joke. I walk by my little boulevard earlier today, and I saw trees in the middle of the median, nice palm trees, and I was noticing something. There were some wild trees, baby trees, begin to grow in the root of these palm trees. So as I walk by and notice, you know, they are not in the ground. They are, you know, if you know some of these palm trees, they are not, the earth does not cover up the skin of the tree. It's where all of these roots, these multiple roots of these palm trees, you know, is now outgrow the earth. So they're like few inches of this roughage going down into the ground. So what happened is some of these wild trees began to grow directly into the root of the palm tree. And I noticed it's not the same kind of wild tree growing in them. There are different kind of trees. Look at that. Why these trees not growing directly in the earth? Why are they growing, you know, I mean, like getting engrafted into the palm trees? And I think about the white people. Irrelevant to what they do with the black people. But why white people seek to come and confiscate black people's property and behave like they are the wealthy people? Can you tell me that? That's the depth of their ignorance as uncivilized beings. Can't you see? Yes! Their cultural men, especially the men, it's normative for them to walk and look at other men's their zipper. Yes. They look at you as a civilized man and begin to look and see how much pound to carry in front of you. These sodomite European men. That's their culture. Now, I'm telling you that we come up in the church and they teach about love of Jesus. Jesus is a character you don't learn about love from. Because Jesus is not, first of all, if you're reading with anything, you would understand that the story about Jesus come from in Jerusalem. And the story is commonly about there was Julius Caesar who came. It's an invasion. It was an invasion. Julius Caesar. And remember, it says, Caesar gave a decree that all men should be taxed. I remember when I was young, and they're reading that. Nobody in church said that was a criminal thing. Nobody at all. And why not? That's the ignorance that the white people begin to use on black people. And especially being enslaved, we are Africa. Africa is supportive to black people being shipped away? Slavery? All of Africa? No leader, king of government. I only read that there is one king who accepted Christianity. And I think to myself, well, no, that's not the history of Africa. And for a king, under kingship, something is wrong. Something's gone wrong. And these white men have evolved into a very, very influential and forceful influence. They have a multiple ability to be destructive. And in this case, they didn't have any money until 509 BC. So I have Africa as suspect. The government of Africa. I have a suspect because there's no way that we have a solid history, unbroken history, polytheism culture. And then after 509 BC, send these sodomite fucking bodies overthrow the king in Italy. After that, these sodomites gone to the four corners of the earth. Why not before that? Over the past 1,000 years, the sodomites was, as it were, nurtured, schooled by Africans. And over that 12,000 years, came on down to 509 BC. The world is a textbook. It's not wrong. No white people is civilized. Not one of them. And the history keep them in Europe for 2 million years. And no civilization did they raise up. None. And until this day, they are a sodomite. And that you read about them in Genesis 19, that they don't want no woman. They wanted men's ass. And there is nothing at all. Nothing in the world is respectful. Brings in these European folks across the line as they were helpers of civilization. No. But ton, even in YouTube, you can see all kind of war being fought by Romans. And who are that Roman? Who is that Roman? Who are those Romans? You forget 509 BC? When the noblemen overthrow the king of Rome? On that day, they assumed the name Roman Republic and only identified as noblemen of Europe. And they write a whole bunch of other nonsense to distract people away from the main report in the world history textbook. So they can get you to go off on the periphery. You don't understand anything about what's going on in principality. So the thing is, if now they are proven to push themselves into the dark hole and at the same time behaving that they have light, Jesus is the light of the world, what are we supposed to do? What are ethnic people supposed to do under all these years? A fucking ass white people stealing from the black people, killing the black people, and turn the world into what they call another world, a new world order by sodomites. That they want to have any governmental function to perform. When it comes to the civilized world, they must stay in their uncivilized zone. Because they were never created civilized at all. And nobody made them civilized. They can't make themselves civilized. We don't want that. Now, any black people want white people to stay on black territory, go read your history. Go and read your history. Because the thing is, you have seen the act of the gods. The ocean tides and many other features of the nature, the gods themselves have power to direct these forces. All right? If you don't like it, if that don't sound like what you accept, you and your little head can go your way, because this world is a very sophisticated and a world that's full of so much mysteries. We just need to appreciate it. That's all. We don't have intelligence. We'll never have enough intelligence to take control of what is happening in the function of the earth and the existence of it all, and we as little human beings born at some point and come to understand the world. Come on. Every tree bearing seed after its kind, it's not by a sodomite God in the Bible, because that God does evil. That God is said to be perfect, and he does some of the most stupid type of evil. And what these fucking body white people write about God, it is not for a sane person to accept. Okay? No, God don't begot no son. And that's what you believe. All right? Now, why don't you tell the story about that? You can't tell the story because it's already known. You believe it. All right? Do you know what you believe? The answer is no. No Christian know what they believe. They believe in God and Jesus Christ, and they cannot go to a history book and show you that. A certified history book that says it was true. So you hang on to the Bible that has no certification at all. And the least we ask for is some academic certification, like your birth certificate. And if you don't have that, why are we under these fucking ass white people who don't know anything about no certification of Jesus and God, but are here stuffing it down black people's throat, so that they can be the one, the head of it all, and they're the one who preach God and deliver God in Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. If you don't want to accept that the world says it is, not the Bible that you believe, none of these, you believe these characters in the Bible that has absolutely no academic certification by nobody at all. Why? Nobody at all, and so many people who achieve, you know, bachelor's, master's, and PhDs, and not one of them as a researcher can come up and identify plausibly the venue where they did Adam and Eve. There's nothing wrong for the Spirit God to show the place on earth where it happened. Why not? It never happened. And it's these white sodomite people who is writing these things. That's why you see they come with all their dogs and their homosexual crowd. You see what I mean? And then begin to establish themselves as a political force and say voting government. Black people don't have a history government that votes. It has a government that takes care of people in this precinct. But a king and his deputy in a bicameral chamber. That is what is in the history. And remember, city states were not created by fucking ass white people. They just duck in and come in like a thief in the night in Rome and overthrow the king, and nobody come up. It appears like they and Africa must have been consulted on that, because I cannot see any sense in the context of the world government long before these Homo erectus white sodomite people said them have little sense and can start stealing and later on say they are overthrowing a king. They have no such abilities. We know it from the record. We don't need to get distracted. Okay? And this is what we have to face, that these white people are not running a government. If you read the real history, you will see how they congregate and like began to, you know, to teach themselves until they worked their way into Europe and overthrow the king. and talk about noble men. No, there's no noble men. The history does not talk about no noble men. Talking about noble men, you cannot make an identity of noble men. That's a statement. Noble men. Who are those noble men? You can't tell. And of course, when they tell you about Roman and Roman Republic and Roman Empire, and they fail twice running the Roman Empire and the Roman Republic and the Roman Empire. Twice they fail, and eventually they go to Byzantine. They're not stopping because they are determined to use, you know, their thinking and brute force, because you see, they don't come out like John the Baptist and stuff like that. No. They come out like rah-rah criminals. You see, but they go both ways. They raise up a little church one side, and they have the firing, the atrocities that they commit on other forums. That's what I mean. They're multifaceted. That's what with these white folks. And it's not that they are so smart. No, they're not smart at all. They cannot be compared. They're criminals. And they are smart enough to be criminal and do the thing that they do. But the world is the textbook. Don't back up nothing that they do. You see? And a lot of them probably don't sleep well at night because they can see a lot of clouds hanging over their head. Yes. And I tell you, when the thunder begins to clap and the hail begins to fall, they don't have what it is to protect nobody at all. And the Jesus that they teach you to believe in, then you're going to find out it was not true at all. And you were seeing the signs all along the way and paid no attention. Listen, you only have one chance, you know, that after the sun shining with and clouds drew, it may be your last day, you know, that the gods decide you gonna live, you know. Because remember, these white sodomite fucking people, they don't have no connection at all with the gods and the workings. Where it says here, potent religious development also characterize the new urban civilization. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Now, you see, all these people here that now are living in the new urban civilization, it says, in this new urban civilization, all of them develop religions to explain. Now, these white people don't want to manifest that we are hybrid. They wouldn't do us a favor of writing that in the Bible. But they do us this favor to write lies about Abraham. And many other lies they write about black people. When they're talking about Jesus died on the cross, is to save you from your sin. They are hoping that you will never find out what they were doing and who they are calling Jesus Christ in the Bible, because they don't know serious risk when they take him, like writing about Jesus in the Bible as a Greco-Roman character, not remembering that 2,000 years ago or so was when they destroy the black man who they are calling Jesus. Without that man who is a black man, he's still a black man, though he's passed a gun. That man is who they say was saying things in revolt to the white invaders. Caesar, Julius Caesar, thieves, faggot, homosexual. You see, storm the African territory, 63 BC, right? And it was there about when Yeshua, they call the man, Yeshua, who they call Mary's son. And are about that time, 4 to 6 BC, he was born. But on a time, they are indicating that Jesus was born on 25th of December. It's proved that, I mean, there are a lot of people I hear talk about it. You know, it cannot be what they talked about in the Bible. It couldn't happen in Israel that time of year. Okay? So what happened is they don't care. These sodomites, they don't care. As long as you believe the nonsense that they're writing. So they're not civilized enough to keep what they are writing in an academic honest. So it's like they don't estimate that black people are going to be able to read to understand any error that they make, regardless of what it is. And it is partially, they're almost right, but not quite. Because guess what? Black people are resilient. They possess resilience. Whether all of us will manifest it, I know all of us do not. My parents said, and they were Christians. I never talked about they believe anything else. All right? And I was the Christian over a century, years. And, I mean, not over a century, but I mean half a century. What I'm saying to you is, the reality of the planet that we are living on, the air that we breathe, and the fruits that we eat, it's not what they have in the Bible. You see? And in some ways, we are not worthy of eating these things. When we gone into a Bible, we're talking about God begot a son and all this whole bunch of shit. Okay? Imagine that. History is not saying anything like that. And we allow these fucking ass white people to do that for us to believe it? And our generation to come and believe that? No, at least it is easy and it doesn't cost a dime to read and know the truth and be proud about who we are. Will help us. Because civility is not in the it's not in the bureaucracy, AD and a dominant bureaucracy, because it's a filthy. It is a filthy experience. AD and a dominant is not civilized. These sodomites come in with this idea to forge it through and for black people to accept it as a control over them. And see, they succeed. Up to this point, they succeed. But look, they can't make such a big error and get away with it. No. And if we didn't have resilience to develop and come to the knowledge of the truth that is here for us to understand, all we need to do is read the certified account of who we are, not a Bible that has no account whatsoever. No God, never have no son, no Jesus, no come from no father in heaven. No Adam and Eve was not prescribed to sin accidentally and then Jesus come and die. No, none of that can be true because the Bible says that God and Jesus agree. Christ would come to die for the sins of the world eons, long before they created the earth with Adam and Eve. Right? So if it were even true that God is a spirit, then it is not true that he didn't create Adam and Eve on a certain geography on earth. Right? Now work that out. If God did not create Adam and Eve at a certain spot on the earth, then how did it go? Can you explain that? Now, if you know how to solve a problem and to come out with to the conclusion of the matter, you know, once you work out the, analyze the thing, you come out with an analysis, what is this, you know, what is the answer for this? You have to work it out. God is a spirit. All right, that's fine. All right? Let's say God is a spirit then. Let's observe. How would God play this creation out? How does he work it out? Is he going to make them in midair and then throw them down to earth in a parachute or something? How does that work out? Now, why is it reasonable for you to believe that God beget a son? And it doesn't talk about God beget nobody else. So what about all the other creatures that he created? I only talk about Jesus Christ's son. That's how these sodomites, that's the way they think. To them it makes sense because they want you to believe it. If you can't come to your senses, it means that the sense is gone, you know, destroyed too much. And therefore you can't do the thinking, you can't do the subtraction, you can't do the addition, you can't bring this issue to a closure, a logical closure. And that's a bad thing. That's a bad thing. For you to sell out yourself, and because you don't seek knowledge, you seek belief. Doesn't make any sense. All right. So I was on my way to tell you, you're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Cheat My Life, My Never Sinner. And I was on my way to tell you this. Follow the historical path. Going back 200,000 years ago in the world is a textbook. And come up to the end of the Neolithic age, between 4,000 and 3,000 BC. It's a development of the African people. It has nothing to do with this white, sodomite, Indo-European sodomite culture. Nothing to do with them. Because the book addressed them as leaving Africa and going into Europe. And that is all the fat woman thing about. They did not leave Europe and go and set up any, or even set up any civilized institution in Europe. And you're going to see they do that in Europe after they have stolen the wealth from us in Rome, African wealth, when they go in and stole everything from the king. The place is where you see, it's not like Adam and Eve, that you can't tell where they were created. I am able to tell you where they do the coup. That's what I'm comparing. It's not like Adam and Eve, that the Bible cannot tell you where Adam and Eve was created. Where is that garden? They can't certify that because it's not true. And only these sodomites want it to be true so that they bring in a different God, create a different world. Do you understand that? This is the reason why I tell you AD Anno Domini is the date you stamp and seal when a notary seal or, you know, certified anything, it drop a seal on it. And all government use seal with date is AD Anno Domini. That's what these sodomites are using to say you got a deal. And on that basis, every authorization come from it. In the court of law, AD Anno Domini is what the judge and every the court system rule by. And that's what I'm telling you. It's false. It's not for black people. White people coming here and exerting that power. Not in the world, it's the textbook. And that is the jurisdictional book. Because we don't hear from anybody crying to us over the years gone by. It is what is written in stone. Right? Written in bronze are all these types of retainer that we get the message from them. All right? Now, this World History textbook would not be given this chronology of human, meaning humanid and Homo sapiens. That's where we are coming from here today. We here today as civilized people and uncivilized people. We are coming from either hominid or Homo sapiens. All right? And this is what we have in total. Now, you have the black people and these white people who are kept alive because they interbreed up with the Neanderthals that came from Homo sapiens. Black people are come from Homo sapiens and mixed with the blood of the gods. That's why we are pointed out in the World History textbook. Right? And said this, the first anatomical modern man, or modern human, and I strike out modern because we are not in a modern era at all with AD Anno Domini. Nothing is to be honored with AD Anno Domini. When they want to talk about we are in modern time, sodomite, we are going by. Sodomite writing that changed up the civilized way of perception to the civilized world that we are put in. We must wipe all those sodomite notions out of our environment. So, the first anatomical prehistory, because that's who we are, natural prehistory human, known as Homo sapiens sapiens, wise human being, appeared. Listen, when we appeared, when did the Homo erectus depart from Africa? And when did they appear in Africa? Right? Long before the gods came to earth, like I told you. Long before 450,000 years, okay? But now, it is telling you completely that we, Homo sapiens sapiens, come on, it's in the World History textbook now. You see, I am on chapter 1. The first human, summarizing, identify the three stages of early human development. Three stages. Imagine that. Three stages. And that is the hominid, the Homo erectus, and Homo sapien sapiens. Those three developments. You have to get it right. Because if you don't get it right, That's how these white people will turn our heads around and start calling themselves civilization. They are not. They are boogie people. Okay? Begin to like behave like they are the true McCoy. No, they're not. They don't have a scrap of civilization as a foundation of life. The closest they came was, and substantially, is to the Neanderthals. They like to fuck with other people with better blood than them. And this is exactly where we run into trouble. Where the African people should never go fuck with them. You see, and you read even in your Bible where the God tells Solomon not to fuck with these people. Okay? And somehow they're having a hard time to live by the rule. Otherwise, ethnic people, that forms civilization. Civilization is not a pluralism thing. It's one. It don't have three branches. We come out from three different human developments. We don't come out with three different civilizations. That's not so. The book doesn't say that. And therefore, we are losing our prestige. We are losing who we are when we don't understand or even never heard of the distinction between the hybrid people, the ethnic people, okay, and the Neanderthals and the Homo erectus. The difference here, I'm reading it to you, where we came from, okay? Homo sapiens sapiens is white people sapiens? You don't read that. No. Keep the line bright. Civilization. And these white people want the world to think that they're civilized because now they have them a superpower. They have never yet been a real superpower. They steal our military and take our name and use it until this day. It's criminal. It's fraudulent. All we need to do is to declare them insolvent. Declare them null and void. Go to their own jurisdiction. They can't be right in our jurisdiction. When they come here like Papa and come here and kill us, there's a lot of indictment for them. They are sitting like, the wealth we have is theirs. It's not ours. We have what to prove it. And if you are a coward, I am not. We are appearing in Africa. Homo sapiens sapiens. Wise human being. Us. It is through us that civilization spread over the earth, because 2 million years and these honest fuckers did not establish no civility whatsoever. But when we arrived, when we appeared, you see, he says that we are from where the Homo erectus departed, migrate from to Europe. And there they said, nothing doing. And we appeared in Africa between 150 to 200,000 years ago. Listen to this. When they're talking all kind of things to you about civilization, you got to remember the gods brought civilization and do their mission around the world, but the staging ground where they were carrying out the objective of their mission, right? Wise human being appeared in Africa 150 to 200,000 years ago. Recent evidence indicates that they began to appear outside Africa around 100,000 years ago. Do you see white people, period, with their sodomite culture? Do you see them anywhere in this? Can't you see that they being in Africa about at least 1.8 million years ago? Don't you see a separation? Because we never come here. Elohim never come on earth. Yes? And neither did we created on earth. Yes. All right. So when we show up in Africa, say 200,000 years ago, that's the time we were created and begin to and turn adult and begin to move around and have babies and stuff like that. Right? Now, this is what it says. We are civilized. We were created civilized. We're not sitting around millions of years and don't know what to do. We were created by the Elohim. Intelligent. Civilized. We are not just Homo sapiens. We are Homo sapiens sapiens. Wise, wise. When our ancestor was just wise Homo sapiens. But we are double. Right? Now that we have the God's blood mingled with Homo sapiens, the wise Homo sapiens. Now, those white people, they mingle up with Neanderthal that came from Neanderthal. But we ought not to mix at all. When they mix with Neanderthal, they can no strikes against them. But look, we are not supposed to. Why was Solomon tell not to mingle with these sodomites? Because they don't have no soul. They have no soul. They have no spirit in them. They are empty barrels. You don't see? They have skin, body. You see what I mean? And they are being brainwashed with their Jesus and all this kind of stuff too. So I'm telling you, the history is telling us very, very clear. And if you're too fuzzy in your head to understand this, I'm sorry about that. I'm doing my best, being repetitious and catch it the first time. I'm saying it the second time and the third time and go on and on. Because these are things that people are supposed to understand. This is the difference between us and these white people. They make this Bible to trap and trick us into a different thinking than what we really are. So get out of that Genesis creation story about God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. It's too uncivilized, and it is going to hurt us, nobody else. Because you will live your life at ease until you're dead, believing in Jesus. But, you know, people read well and come to the understanding of words will tell you there's nothing in there. There's nothing in what you're believing in Jesus. Because if you read the story well about what really happened in Palestine and with this Jesus and stuff like that, it's these Caesar Augustus. They realized long before that, over some 1,200 years, that black people are not metaphysical thinkers. It takes them a long time to fathom up some things. And they are here 2 million years doing all the animalistic type of things. And now they come to learn to read. They have a lot of common sense, but they don't have the depth. They don't have the depth of being a civilized hybrid person, because this is putting us into the family of the gods. Who's concerned about the system that operates on earth? You can't think that the gods turn their back against us on earth, because they have connection with earth, right? Because precious things that they needed, they could get it from the earth here and get us to work there is a lot between us and God who gave us their blood to be a creature in their name by their blood. So we have every right to stand up for our heritage. And look, a sail, these sodomite fucking ass. Because our endocrine is not like them. When you go and have sexual pleasure with them, and a picnic you really want, a sex pleasure, right? Well, as a wise human being, to go have sexual pleasure with white bodies that have no soul. They have no soul. Okay? If they had soul, they wouldn't come to our territory. Everywhere we go, it means that they are uncivilized. They don't they have ignorance. They don't have no soul. They're pretending their way through life, right, with their criminality. We just need to know the truth. And then that's it. Rid of them forevermore. But as long as we go to church and all this kind of thing about Jesus, they're taking us, you know, for a fool to believe in what they know is a trick. You see? You don't content with nonsense. Something you don't even understand. But you like to trust your emotions. Don't make no sense. I am telling you that here is Bronze Age. Over 200,000 years up to the Bronze Age. This is just like about now 3,000 to 1,200 BC. Because it seemed like the Bronze Age probably ended 1,200 BC. At this stage here, these white people learned a lot, get a lot of education from the God's institution, and now they become the best criminal. They were sea people. They were not into no politics yet. Okay, they never overthrew the king. Yeah. They would come down now like about another 2,500 years. It's like 500 BC that they overthrew the king. That's when they put themselves in power now, because they're moving the king out and they're going to behave like the king now with the military, calling themselves Roman Republic. So imagine, they were camouflaging all this time and nobody around suspecting them or, you know, or nothing happened. And Africa is there. I mean, you know, it's like black people don't have any protection, and who are in power seem to be afraid to execute the rightful kingship, government, administration. Thing is laid down and laid out in this illustration. We were coming from out of the villages, you know, because he tells us here that, nevertheless, you know, into this development of the Bronze Age now, right? It says, nevertheless, the widespread use of bronze has led historians to speak of a Bronze Age from around 3,000 to 1200 BC. Listen this. The Neolithic Age was drawing to a close, but it had set the stage major changes to come. Think of the relevance. The major changes to come. I'm going to read you the role of religion and see how it fits with what I have just read. That the Neolithic Age was drawing to a close, but it had set the stage for major changes to come. I'm going to read it here. But before that, this. At first, Neolithic settlement, listen, had been hardly more than villages. So you remember now, the Neolithic age that we're talking about that was closing, phasing out, and the Bronze Age was stepping in, it is telling you that in the Neolithic age, it was didn't progress much above its settlement, did not progress much above village life. All right? So you don't compare village life to bigger civilization, right? No. As the inhabitants mastered the art of farming, they gradually began to develop more complex societies. As their wealth increased, their societies began to create armies and to build walled cities. By the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys, Tamia, Egypt, India, and China. You hear that? Does that include white people over in Europe? No, none at all. None at all. Why they want to come and why white people want to write about black people and make it seem like the guy that they make in the Garden of Eden created them and us. If they want to write about Adam and Eve in the garden, speak about black people. Don't mingle it up with white people, but that's what they do, and they're successful in doing it. To all you dumb black people out there, listen to this. Listen to this. Because you like white people, and you don't know they're just a body. And they make up the churches and all those things because they figured us out long before we came here. 12,000 years ago, they're working on this stuff. Okay? Jesus sound. It's how sour. You don't see how sour life is today. You're born come see about Christmas and all this kind of stuff. Those are fuck in the ass type of thinking and experience that you go through about Jesus Christ died on a cross. You know how much time an idiot all over and over again are we believing that? And here, we don't know nothing about our civilization. So the best thing we can do is find these sodomites, what they say, attractive. And you will never sense that you're uncivilized for thinking those ways because you're not a sodomite culture person. You're a civilized person. So what are you doing with the Bible? All right. So now I'm telling you, because of the way that we develop in villages, and now come, something is happening. We come to the Bronze Age. And look where we are coming from, 200,000 years ago. And now we're going to go into higher experience, the gods providing all of this. The gods, the one who set off these big civilizations. Right? So it took us a long time to get here. Now we are here. Look at what the gods are doing to promote our life. Something that has not been done in Europe. And we with the civility now, we're going to spread it all over the place. As soon as we begin to spread it out, they run behind us, everywhere we are, and say they have imperial colonialism. Now you tell me what in the God kingship government is there law for imperial colonialism for these white people who have nothing to do with black ethnic people. They come in with what they call, with a military. Where they get military from? I tell you where. I tell you, it's our military. And they go through all these trickery. And today, they're reading all kind of books, and everybody dance around what history says. To keep these sodomites in power. The sodomites in Genesis 9, who don't want no woman. They want to fuck heterosexual men assholes. That's what these, the Trump institution, the Obama institution, that's what they want. That's who they are. And if you don't wake up to know that, it's you perish, you know? Are you perishing? Because the truth is outside. And you're out, and you're inside looking out. Right? Because, I mean, this is kind of a complicated to explain, because it can be seen in different angles. I want it to be very clear. What I am saying to you is that you are thinking what these white people bring in with this Bible and Jesus died on a cross when they are stealing and killing people. All right? So you take that as the truth. And you don't want to know if it is a lie, because you're convinced it is the truth. Now, the history is telling us something completely different. You don't believe the truth because you don't see the truth in the history. But that evaluation cannot be right, because history is a record of the past. You are either saying what is written in the book is not likely to be a record of the past, that something happened and how we were created and all that. So that type of thinking is not a civilized, it's not a classroom type of thinking that. Okay? Because classroom academics is not fiction. It is something that is coming from an active energy. Tangible or intangible. That's the way you're supposed to be thinking. So you're going to know things in this world. It's not a Bible that you are believing what you don't know. But remember, these sodomites, they kill a lot of black people to accept it, to accept Jesus Christ. And who is Jesus? Who is Jesus Christ? Did Jesus Christ exist in the Bible? Does the Bible say that Jesus did exist? Can you call a black man that exists 2,000 years ago a man in a Bible today? Like a Roman? And there is no Greco-Roman, by the way. Because white people are never Romans. That's a trick that is going all around the world today, that people think that these white people were Romans, or their Romans ancestors dead and gone and leave them here. But they are the one that destroy Jerusalem and Israel as a whole. Not Israel, but Palestine. So if we don't understand the clear truth, we're going to be vacillating all over the place and can't find the distinct thought that is a fact. Maybe to where, and nobody don't really know the truth. History has the truth. Or, you know, be certain of that. There's no doubt about that. That your birth certificate, if your birth certificate is in a context where it tells the truth about you, well, that's the way the world is textbook is in principle. Why is it any different to you? Now, you must be careful about the way you're thinking. Tune up your mind, people. Who just can't take it? The truth, it's all in their hands, and there's nothing you can do about nothing you can do about that. Now, I want to tell you now.
this section of the show. You're listening to Jamal Dredd, the cosmic philosopher. That's the name of the show. And I thank all of you for participating into the theme, specializing, because I was lost in church and the teaching of the Bible, of Genesis creation story. I never, it never crossed my mind that I would come to know the things I am talking about today. And with the best of my cognition, afford me to read and to see things and to look widely on the world around me and decide what is true from what is not true. Nobody cannot supersede certified history that testifies to us today. So that's where I rest. So I am trying to show you where we come from and where the line is drawn between us and white people. When they make the Bible, we should dump them all into the ocean or burn them somewhere. Because the information that we need, we may think, oh, the Bible gives us a lot of things and, you know, you get a lot of peace and reading the Bible and the Psalms and stuff like that. Little do we know. We are like serpents playing with a mice. That's right. And all the serpent is doing, wait and come in range. And that's it. Down in their belly. And that's what is going on here today. These white people with the Bible, they are going to hound you. The Adventists, the Pentecostals, the Jehovah's Witnesses, all of them, they full of iniquity. But they're coming to tell you about Jesus Christ and him crucified. Right? And we are not finding out. Because it's going to take a serious look at the Bible and history. And that is where something has to give. If you're reading with a conscious, sober mind, read like a classroom scholar. Like a classroom scholar. And you know the issue. But you read the Bible like a spiritual person. You don't know what, you know, the truth is, you are to just say amen, 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 and all that kind of stuff. No, there is a truth for us to know in the record of history. Like your birth certificate. Information is on it that you probably don't want nobody to know, really, but that's for you. You're going to use that information. It's going to work for you. All right. It goes on to tell us that life started on a higher road, higher level for the African people after these many years, over 200,000 years. This would lead to a whole new pattern for human life. And this is what I'm telling you must understand. It's not talking about white people. If you're not reading well enough to understand that, dump you, because you're only a problem here. Because it is very clear from what I'm reading here, what it says. It goes on now to what is called emergence of civilization. And it tells you very clear. In case you thought I was wrong, in general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. You know what it means to follow a way of life? Now, sexuality makes you, because number one, you're either male or a female. And this thing is telling us a culture is influenced by their sexuality. So, are black people sodomites? No. We coming from who? The hell of him that give us the greatest part of ourselves. Being hybrid is the portion of the gods. That's why we are intelligent, because we would not go any further than Homo sapiens. Homo sapiens only go as far up to the Neanderthals. But we are two subgroups from Homo sapiens. All right? So, see, these white people mingle with with Neanderthals. And see, they don't go no further than Neanderthals. And it only allows them to mingle with the black people. And look at what they do. It was a dangerous mixture of blood that going to these Homo erectus people, the Neanderthals, and then some of these Homo, some of these miscegenation with the black people too, right? And that kills everything, because all it needed was this little group of poison blood people to come and make such a problem in the world. If you can't see it, you can't see it. But this is what is here. They don't belong among black people. And that is kingship. If we are going to do without kingship, there's just no way that we could do that. If these sodomites are able to come here, done away with kingship for what they have as political democracy. We don't see anything about democracy in the super history, prehistory. We don't see none of that in there. Because kingship is in the world before ruling over mankind, before these sodomites knew that they could have a name or speak a language. Long before that. They are up in Europe and they were dumb. Okay? But now they can make enough trouble and be criminal and force you to fall under their power if you don't have the intellectual knowledge to deal with that. You see, because truth shine light and things true are false. You see, and there's nobody on earth to convince you that when someone overthrow the king of Italy, that some nobleman overthrew the king. No ruler is overthrown but by sodomites. From that point on, only sodomites overthrowing only sodomites, because they're uncivilized. They have enough sense to want things like animals do too. Animals think that they can wander around and steal. They don't think they're stealing anyway, because they're not civilized enough to know that they're stealing. That's what the white people are. Animals prowl about and people plant their crops and they go and heat it down and stuff. They don't think they're doing wrong, because they see these things and it's nice to eat and they eat it down. You come and think in a cow or a donkey or something like that. Eat down your crop and barn, or rabbits or stuff come at night and eat your crop. They don't think that they're doing anything bad to you. Jesus should have known that when he was casting the devil into the swine, he should have known he shouldn't do that. Sodomite. Jesus is a homosexual character. Only a character, because Jesus was never true. Because you wouldn't walk through Jesus and get to the black man in Israel. No, you wouldn't. Neither can you evolve from the black man and come into a Jesus in the Bible. No, you don't. So what I'm trying to say to you here is, if only the knowledge is going to really get us where we're supposed to be. And we have much to know. Basing the challenge that these white people are putting up, because they, a lot of literatures, and talking a lot of you know, uncivilized things. And if you don't know where we're coming from, you will think that we're really coming from A.D. Anno Domini first. That's what you will think, right? No, if you start to think that way, you're off the right knowledge about history. You're not logged in to the context of civilized history. You see? And what else do you want? All of us soon die and disappear. Why do we want to live according to the Bible and think that that is the only way? Something is wrong with that. Something is wrong with it, and I'm telling you, and it's for us to get to know. No? We need to get to know that. And I'm bringing it to you, that here we are about the emergence of civilization and culture, what a culture is. People is not into our culture, but that's what they are doing. They're using the Bible and a whole host of stuff, and right now they behave like they have achieved what they wanted. They got black people underneath them. You got to pass through this fact here. Pass through the fact of history before you think that you got everything that you intended. Kingdom, dominion, reconstruction is eating. When you think that you are done with that, and black people are, they are under, fully under sodomites, then that's when you should think that, you know, everything you need is all covered now. You're not going to get that. You're not going to get that. So the need, the fact that you will ever be convinced that you came out as a criminal. Today, it is because of criminality. And the amount of atrocity that you have done has not been forgiven. If I were you, I would go someplace and hide myself. That's what you are to think about doing. Because it's vain for you to think that you're not going to pay for what you have done. So we're telling you now, you have some sense about this, right, to understand that. Now, to leave the Pope up there and talk about, you know, the Roman Catholic Pope and stuff like that. No, you've got to understand that the energy is after, is going to, I mean, leave your spot bare, because you're going to be removed. You see, you guys think that you have it all and Jesus, you know, stinking Jesus and all this kind of stuff and a God, you know, a God begot a son and these things. And nobody looked into the words to really know if those things make sense. Everybody just go along and leave it. The thing that I have discovered now from the words that I have read and the issues in the Bible, there is no such a thing as a God make Adam and Eve and they sin. That's not true. Just not true. And you have to be reading the Bible like you have sense to find out that the Bible has impeached itself to me about some of these things. And I will tell you that the major thing that people believe is not true about the Bible and Adam and Eve and Jesus Christ. Just not true, right? But, you know, you have to, like, approach the thing and talk about it in its context. So I'm just telling you that. There is nothing in the Bible about salvation and Adam and Eve in the garden. Like I said, there is no place that you can go find the garden. And it is white people propaganda. And that's what black people believe. It's white people propaganda. And they do it willfully. Because guess what? A million years in Europe, before either gods or the humans came to earth. Just think about that. And know that when you're going with the church, Your life is being wasted. All right. So I read that to you. And here we have in the emergence of civilization, the rise of cities. They didn't set up anything. These white people never set up anything. Everything they have, your drawers and everything like that. They take in the sense of inalienable rights. They're gone with everything. You know what I'm saying? Ha, 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 ha. You think it's dope? They're gone with everything. You see? You are on the high leader of these white people now because anything they say into law, you have to abide by it. Right now, based on what I have cultivated, they cannot take me into a court of law. They cannot. Because the Supreme Court is illegal. Not they have is illegal. It's assumed government and all what they've been doing over all these years is forced hegemony government they have. Don't ever take over guardianship of the black people. No. You see what I mean? All this nonsense about we are citizens and stuff like that. Sodomite gangster stuff. Yeah. Sodomite. Oligarchy. Sodomite business they're running. You see what I mean? Mafia. That's what it is. That is what it is. And watch out for the tornado. So I am telling you, the world is the textbook, is what to keep us thinking the right thing. Bible is dead long time. And talk about the creation story. There is nothing in the creation story that is true. Okay? The creation story in the Bible is drawn from ideas read in the humanified history. That's where the truth is. And you're going to have turbulence in the world until these sodomites leave our territory. They're not going to leave it until they feel something burning them. Right. Anytime we produce what burns them, they will leave. They're not going to leave otherwise. So it goes on. We have government in our civilization. It's a long time from we in the villages because the gods have their government because there were many that lived on earth that they need their government, their bureaucracy to take care of their life. All right. So now, so here we go. We have the government and the government was a bigger government now. And then we have the role of religion. It's a way of life. Don't make these white people come fool us about a different way of life that they create. It is evident that they created. And they are conscious about black people not knowing the truth about their own existence. This book says Religions by the Urban Civilization. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature. That has to do with the Elohim. You read about Zeus and other gods and what they specialize in. Among them are the weather system, the clouds forming and all that. If you don't understand, the rain, the weather, the climate. History tells us what the Bible tells you. A lot of lies about a God, a Jesus, and the devil. And Adam and Eve, you can't find them. That's how you can't find where Adam and Eve was created. You can't find anything about Jesus Christ's existence either. Because the Bible doesn't say nothing about Jesus Christ's existence in any kind of way. where Jesus say anything of himself and it stand up all by itself, like Jesus did say this. No, nothing like that. It's people always writing something what Jesus said. And then they get to a certain portion where they write it in red. And said, Jesus said, well, it's no different whether it's red writing or it's black writing. It doesn't make any difference. But that's what the sodomite is to make you feel like, oh, Jesus said this. You know, it's in red writing. And you feel it more honorable than Jesus said it. That happens to people. But unless we know better, you know, it's like you're kneeling down and praying to the God in the Bible. You know, night and day you're praying to that God in the Bible. Where is that God in the Bible? That God in the Bible that is supposed to be perfect and love all people. When you read the Bible, you find out that's not true. You're not paying no attention to that. God don't like everybody that he creates. You ever hear that? Yeah, and the Bible is going to give you a reason why God don't like them. But you see, you know, it's not anything that is going to like that. There are some other things that are more serious put on top of that. And that is God want to be imperfect and perfect at the same time. He wants to be a God that don't really care about anybody, but portrayed as though he cares. Oh, these are like real mad states of mind. You see, and remember the brain that you have beneath your skull is a brain to talk to you and tell you the right thing. Our brain that tells us that. All right? And I'm telling you, the problem that we are having with these white people, we don't have to have this problem. And it's just read properly. Know the information. They can't mess with us in that way. You see? Because the energy is going to go against them no sooner than we turn our attention to the right information. You see? They will have to get out of our way. Right now, they don't care because they feel like we pile up into their church. We believe in Jesus. And when they say God, we all come and tie together in the Lord. And I'm hollering out to people and tell people, say, God is a sodomite God. He never have no man, child, nothing at all. Because, you know, are we human beings going to think that a spirit God created our two first parents? And there is no place to observe and see that. No matter how old, how many years gone by, God, if we can be seeing monuments that for how many thousands and thousands of years, why is it that God did not put, you know, a monument there that is immovable, will never go away, so that all people would see where the spirit God created Adam and Eve? Why? No, we don't have none of that. So I'm trying to say, to explain what I see here, we don't have options. Believe the Bible. Because the Bible is not civilized concerning civilized history. None whatsoever. But these white people make a job of it for people to believe it. So there were times when they had the Inquisition and the Crusaders to kill black people. And they used their own AD and Adamani law to make the constitute, make it legal for the Inquisition. Do you know what the Inquisition is? Do you? If you don't know, go find out. You know what the Crusaders, what they are. It is their action that the Pope apologized for sins of Catholic over. And and specifically the Pope address, including wars of religion, abuses during the right during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition. Coercion. You know what coercion is? Force, right? That's what they use AD and Adamani to do. How legal is AD and Adamani? And how close did these Indo-European, what they call noblemen, how close did they brush shoulders with the gods? Here is what the Pope is apologizing for from antiquity to modern evil. Right? All these things. Disrespect for cultures and faith in the course of evangelization. Affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups. The abuses of the rights of individuals. All those things the Pope apologized for. What I'm reading to you is what they have been destroying. I'm telling you that the African hybrid people are an ethnic grouping civilization. Right? That's what we are. From day one, these criminals attacked us. Right in the river valley here I'm talking about, where we have the rise of civilization. They don't want the black people to survive. You see, so they began from back in the Bronze Age to destroy our civilization. If you don't understand it, they set up the church, they set up what they call derricks. All kind of derricks they set up to turn black people's perception away from what civilization is. So they want to be wrong. We are to be wrong against our own self and sin against our own soul. And that's what these white people are doing. And they have all the weapons, have everything to threaten and to give fear to us. That's what they build up themselves. They think that they're safe right now. They can only be, secure in that sense. I have no connection at all, or there is no concern for my consciousness if the gods above really don't care about what we're doing here. Well, I wouldn't have anything to stand on. But if anybody wants to try, if I have any protection, any guard, it's up to them to try and find out. They can try and find out. But I know we hybrids are connected to the divine. We're reading it in the world history here. That it is telling us. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. We are the mixed ones. We are genetically created. So that's what is in the world textbook. It says gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. The world has never been better than that. BCE. And think as I tell you about the vast amount of time, experience, the hybrid people have been created and nurtured by the Elohim gods. And here we are, right down here, experiencing emergence of civilization, rise of city, growth of government, role of religion. And it tells you the life, the perfect life, will no more be perfect, more perfect. And that's what are messing up. And when we black people sit down and going off the laws of AB and Adamani, we are stricken. And all of the university education that you say you have is still blind. Because you'll go up there and you'll comment and talk things and talk about history. And you see people go up there and they are historian and they're still blind. Historian, but still blind. Still blind. Because they still won't sit down and trace the experience of over 200,000 years in the world history textbook and make the distinction. It's not talking about white people who have their time in Europe without any kind of a manifestation of civilization and proof that they got educated from the black people because of the Elohim. That's it. Now, so you see the problem is over the past 2600 years and more, over the past 12,000 years, a lot of things have happened that we need to read to find out. And if we don't follow the chronology of the World History Textbook, we are lost. I'm talking nonsense and talk intellectual nonsense and all that. Talk history as intellectual nonsense. Because you speak well, you articulate well, and you can talk of cross-reference a few things. You're not getting to the root of the matter. If you begin to talk the root of the matter, you start to see a lot of things happening around you. You see what I mean? Yeah. So this is the thing about it. It's your for the truth and you don't hate nobody. But what is theirs and what is ours. And you don't come and talk nonsense about it is yours. So we lower ourselves down to that level. All right? So we have our way of life in the world as a textbook and we allow these sodomite faggots to come here and tell us that they rule with AD and Adamani, and none of what they say has anything to do with civilization. We allow it. Now, let me, and this year, and my time is drawing near, compare God's prehistory information versus Indo-European 509 BC and AD first era. Compare the two. AD and Adamani. All right? Compare it to 509 BC and AD first era. Two different. Who are the civilizations of the prehistory time? Who are they? All right. It goes on. Ancient human metropolis found in Africa. Listen to this very carefully. And, you know, you should have the link to this, and you will be able to Google it and find this link with Michael Tellinger. Okay? Michael Tellinger. And you should be able to find the link that gives you this information I'm reading to you. All right. They have always been there. I mean the signs of where the gods, they work for many hundreds, thousands of years and do marvelous things around the world. Them before. But no one could remember who made them or why until just recently. No one even knew how many there were. Now, they are everywhere. Thousands. No, hundreds of thousands of them. And the story they tell is the most story of humanity. But it's one we might not be prepared to hear. Imagine that. Something amazing has been discovered in an area of South Africa, about 150 miles inland, west of the port of Maputo. It is the remains of a huge metropolis that measures, in conservative estimates, about 100 square miles. It is part of an even larger community that is about 10,000 square miles, appears to have been constructed. Are you ready? From 160,000 to 200,000 BC. The image page is a close-up. That if you see the link, you will see the link that it's referring to. It's a close-up view of just a few hundred meters of the landscape, taken from Google Earth. The region is somewhat remote, and the circles have often been encountered by local farmers who assumed they were made by some indigenous people in the past. But hardly no one ever bothered to inquire about who could have made them, or how old it says. Yes, the region is somewhat remote, and the circles have often been encountered by the local farmers who assumed they were made by some indigenous people in the past. But oddly, no one ever bothered to inquire about who could have made them, or who are how old they were. This changed when researcher and author Michael Tallinger teamed up with Joanne Henney, a local fireman, a pilot who had been working at these ruins from his years flying over the region. Any had the unique advantage to see the number and extent of these strange stone foundations, and knew that their significance was not being
appreciated the National Research Society welcomes our newest member, Michael Tellinger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. My friends, this is what I have to tell you today, and I hope you got something from it. Blessings to you, and we'll talk again.